Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's not every day that you see your local police chiefs wearing red high heels, but that's exactly what's going on April 29th. Walk a mile in her shoes, happening in Fairfield. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. We've got a couple police chiefs here, Fairfield and Trumbull, that are going to fill us in on why they're doing it. But joining us first is Deb Greenwood. She's a president and CEO of Center of Family Justice in Bridgeport. This is a really important fun event that's coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
This is a national program that talks about sexual violence and why we can't condone it. April is Sexual Violence Awareness Month. What it does is it brings the community together, people of all ages, especially youth that are in high school or on college campuses. And we really focus in especially men that do not condone violence against women or girls. It has become a fundraiser to help support victims of sexual violence and victims that receive free confidential services at the Center for Family Justice.
Also joining us, Fairfield Chief of Police Gary McNamara and Trumbull Chief of Police Michael Lombardo. I always thought there'd be a rivalry between you guys, right? No. Like, don't you think there'd be a rivalry between you two?
Yeah, we actually talk. You know, believe it or not, police departments, police chiefs actually get along. So I'm glad we can dispel the myth.
And you showed me pictures of the red high heels that you're going to be wearing. How do you walk in those? I don't know if I could walk in those.
Well, I walk very slowly and very carefully, and do it once a year. So this is my one time a year. Spring's here. Let's break out the shoes and walk down the center of town.
I mean, obviously, communication between departments is key. It's great that you guys do have these events together.
Chief Lombardo, do you get to choose your red heels as well? Or do they just assign them to you?
You know, I do get to choose some. I actually may bring some with me. I might get them out of my closet and take them from my wife for the day. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of this in Fairfield with Chief McNamara and with Deb Greenwood and all the other people that come out for this and try to, you know, raise awareness for domestic and sexual violence against women. It's not just a woman's issue. It's everybody's issue. It affects relationships, families, friends, where you work, the community. So it's everybody's issue. And it's a way to bring out awareness.
Every day, officers, you know, others, people at the Center for Family Justice all work behind the scenes doing a lot of stuff. Every single day, there's cases, there's victims, there's response, there's reports. This is our one day a year to kind of break it out in the center of town to say, hey, in case you haven't heard, there's a problem and we're all doing a lot of work for it. Maybe you all could come out and join us and support us in that effort.
If somebody wanted to be part of this event, do they have to wear the red heels?
Yeah, there are people that do, and most of them don't. So men, women, children, dogs, whatever you're interested in bringing along with you, April 29th, 8:30, we kick off around the corner from the Starbucks coffee shop on the Post Road, down there, Mill Plain Road there in Fairfield. So just show up. I mean, you can go on the Center for Family Justice website if you want to register ahead of time. Otherwise, come down that morning, and we will certainly welcome the support and the walk.
Deb, if people need more info, where do they go?
So if someone would like to register, just go to centerforfamilyjustice.org. Click on Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and it's very easy registration. If you decide that you're just coming down that day, we will help register you as well.
We'll see you April 29th in Fairfield. Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.